Amen. All right, let's look again. I'll start reading here at Ephesians chapter 6 and starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take thee the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do you do? Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet charged with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, underline that. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. Now tonight, I don't want to, if the Lord say the same, I don't want to preach this tonight. I want to teach this tonight. Because there is some understanding tonight you need to pick up on. You really do, because this is a powerful teaching. All right, now, this that I've just read is a picture of an armored soldier, a person with a helmet on and the armor of the breastplate and so forth and so on. That's the picture of the person. And it comes down and it says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Fiery darts. Let's look at that same scripture, verse 16. And let's look at it in Amplified translation, if you please. In the Amplified translation, he says, lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. Let's go to the Living Bible translation, please, in the Living Bible translation. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith and stop the fiery arrow of the devil. How about the NIV translation, please? In the NIV translation, he says, God, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, where are these arrows being shot? At your mind. Now, that's where the warfare is. It's right there. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. Now, he said, take the shield of faith. Of faith. Now, when you're talking about faith, you're talking about a condition where you have left the sense realm. That's what you're talking about. Whenever I talk to you about faith, you have left the sense realm. You're gone. You're gone. I don't care whether the senses are contrary evidence. It doesn't make any difference. Your faith is going to be in God. It's going to be in the Word of God, what God says. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, let's look at that. He says, fight, glory to God, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Let's just stop right there. Now, this fight of faith is us having opposing forces to us leaving the sense realm. And the enemy wants you in the sense realm. Because between you and I, if he can keep you in the sense realm, he can whip you every time. So I got to leave here. I have to leave the senses. Now, it does certain things to try to invade your faith, try to break your faith down. And one of the things it tells you over in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, he talks about the heart. He says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are going to be the issues of forces or boundaries of your life. So you got to watch, he said over in Mark chapter 4 and verse 24. Let's try that one and see if that's correct. He says, take heed what you hear. There's a lot of stuff on TV right now. And you got to take heed what you hear. And even I shared with you on Sunday over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 25. He said this, therefore I say to you, take no anxious thought for your life. Remember, I went to Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. And I went over there and he said, be careful for nothing. And I looked at that in the Amplified translation. And in the Amplified translation, he said, don't worry or fret or have anxiety about anything. Now, I know what's going on. I know what's happening in television, saying this and this, so forth, and terrorism and so forth and so on. But as for you, I said, as for you, I got the word of God to ensure me that I'm going to be as a sheep in the middle of wolves. Say amen to this. As for me, if you look at, glory to God, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Over in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, look what he says here. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, come on, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So I don't know what's going to happen to them, but I know it's going to happen to me. I tell you, I was on a major Christian station, and they were interviewing me, and they said, well, you know, so-and-so got in this and that, and he, you know, he, this happened to him. And I said, they said, what do you think happened? I said, well, I can't speculate on what happened, because some of this stuff we won't know till we get to heaven. I said, but I know what's going to happen to me. And I started Psalm 91 and verse 5. I started right there. And I said, well, let me tell you what's going to happen to me. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that waiteth at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come nigh me. Only with mine eyes shall I behold to see the reward of the wicked, because I made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Now, that's what you got to feed yourself instead of feeding yourself on the news that comes on this television. Now, let me tell you something about a miracle. I saw this and I wrote it down because it had such power to it. When a miracle is not declared, its presence in the earth, in the natural world, becomes illegal. When a miracle is not declared, its presence in this earth, in this